I have a bit of a praise report that I'm going to start with. You know when you hurt yourself and sometimes you know you've had an injury and you know it's really serious or it could be very serious? Well, last Monday we were down by Pike Place Market and somehow I got under the car, the lid of the car, the back, you know, that comes up in a van. And as it was coming down, it came down right on my head, right across there, and it really hurt. And I knew this could be serious, because at our ages, some of us, head injuries are really not what we're looking forward to. And I came under the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I could not believe it. I had the ability to take authority over that, and I prayed a prayer like I've never prayed before, and I so thank God, because what I was saying was I was agreeing with God that I am already healed. Amen. I am healed. Yes, something serious has happened, but the devil's not getting his foothold in here.
Amen.
And I just thank God that we're in a church where we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit for healing. I am so thankful, so grateful that God has given us the gift of being able to pray for each other or pray for ourselves with the Holy Spirit, with the power. There was power in the prayer. I didn't care who was on the street, who was listening, whatever. I might have looked like a fool to them, but boy, I'm standing there and my hands on my head, and I am calling out to my God. Yeah, your hands were up there too. Yeah, right.
Calling in people from the neighborhood.
Had a revival. No, 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 no. That's going to happen, folks. It's coming. It's coming. It's happening other places in the world, but it's coming to America too. Anyway, that kind of invigorated me as I read the psalm yesterday. I was thinking back of that incident, and Psalm 106, we're in verses 47 and 48 this morning. Save us, O Lord, our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say, Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Spurgeon says about this prayer, I did quite a bit of reading on what Spurgeon had to say about the psalm. He says it's an earnest prayer. Save us, O Lord. Right there at the beginning. Save us, O Lord. It's a believing prayer. O Lord our God. That was one of the characteristics. I was calling out at Pike Place Market, save me, Lord, from this whatever's happening in my head. And I believe God. There was absolutely no doubt in my mind. The psalmist is saying, O Lord our God, we believe you are who you say you are, and we can come to you. A humble prayer. Gather us from among the heathen. Lord, we can't do this ourselves. We can't do it in our own power. But you, we humble ourselves before you and we ask for your help. A sincere prayer, Spurgeon says, to give thanks unto thy holy name, to own thy justice and holiness in all thy ways. Amen. It was a very sincere prayer. And a confident prayer, to triumph in thy praise. Ah, yes. None but bruised spices give forth such odors. Spurgeon says, and sometimes when we're calling out to God, we're bruised. I don't care if it's on our head or in our emotions. But when we call out to God, when we've been bruised inside, we're emotionally bruised, we call out to him and we triumph in his praises. Amen. Spurgeon also says it's an exhortation to universal praise. All men are indebted to the Lord. All have sinned. All hear the gospel. All his people are saved. Unanimity in praise is pleasant.
Is.
Amen. When we're all praising, there's a pleasantness in the air. There's a a pleasantness in the aroma that's sent up to God with our praises, and it promotes unity in other matters. Weary now of the ungodly and their ways, they long to be brought into their own separated country, where they might again enjoy the means of grace, enter into holy fellowship with their brethren, escape from the contaminating examples. This is a story. Psalm 106 is a story of a real story of the people of Israel, the history, what God has done for them. But they long to be brought into a place. They're sick of the heathen. They're sick of idols. And that's what Spurgeon is saying here. Escape from contaminating examples and be free to wait upon the Lord. How often do true believers nowadays long to be removed from ungodly households where their souls are vexed with the conversation of the wicked. Do we see that around us in the workplace and different places? We hear their language. We hear what's being said. We see how it's just sometimes hard to shine a light in those places, but we're going to be strong and do it. Amen. Weaned from idols, they desire to make mention of Jehovah's name alone and to ascribe their mercies to his ever-abiding faithfulness and love. The Lord had often saved them for his holy name's sake, and therefore they feel that when again restored, they would render all their gratitude to that saving name. Yea, it should be their glory to praise Jehovah and none else. And that's our glory, to praise Jehovah and no one or anything else.
Amen.
Let's give it everything in praise today. Let's stand and let's say it from the message. Now you've heard the story. Now we'll say it from the message, okay? Save us, God, our God. Gather us back out of exile so we can give thanks to your holy name and join in the glory when you are praised. Blessed be God, Israel's God. Bless now, bless always. Oh, let everyone say amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.